Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I was rather fascinated a few weeks back by the amount of people who simply ignored the warnings about looking at the solar eclipse without the correct protective eyewear. We were warned for weeks about how serious and dangerous a matter that was. And yet in photo after photo, you could see people looking up at the sun without of the special glasses. Even our president decided to take an unprotected look before finally donning the glasses. It all kind of reminded me of Lot's wife in the Old Testament. If you remember, they were told not to look back at the destruction of Sodom. But she did it anyway. And she immediately was killed, turned into a pillar of salt. And all across America, folks were told not to look at the solar eclipse without the proper glasses. And yet so many people decided to grab a few quick peeks anyway. And as in the case of Lot's wife, for many of those folks, there may be a high price to pay. Doctors have said that looking at the sun for even a short period of time without the right protection can permanently damage a person's retina and cause a type of blindness. So why do people do things that they know are going to hurt them? Why do we do things that we know we shouldn't do? Why do we say things that we know we shouldn't say? Why do we make bad choices and then later get mad at ourselves because we knew better? Why do we have this proclivity for messing up? Well, because that is our nature. As we say in our confession we did just a few moments ago, we are by nature sinful and unclean. The moment that Adam and Eve sinned, humanity lost its image of God nature. What they had been as God created them to be in His image, a reflection of His love, was gone. And a new nature now defined them and their offspring. God described this new nature of the human race as He observed the total depravity of mankind in the days leading up to the flood. We had in our Old Testament reading today, Genesis chapter 6, we read, "The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time." Wouldn't you hear that once again? "That every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time." That's a rather serious indictment, isn't it? As we prepare to celebrate and commemorate the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation, I thought it would be good for us to take a few weeks, perhaps, prior to the event to consider some of the areas in Christendom that might need a bit of reformation today. If Luther were among us now in 2017 America, what would he speak out against? What would he try to reform? What is it in our lives and in the lives of the church that needs reforming today? What words, what theses would he nail on our doors? I think Luther might start by having us take a serious look at our original sin. A fully engaged and aware look at what it means to be a lost and condemned creature. I believe, in large part, the world and the church have lost sight of our fallen human nature. I think folks have diminished and largely downplayed the complete destructiveness of our sin. You see, for many, even in the church, sin is thought of as merely a weakness in our nature, not the defining element of our nature. But that is not what the Scriptures say. The Scriptures say that we are so corrupted that even our righteousness is as filthy menstrual rags before the Lord. The Scriptures say that there is no one who is righteous, no one who understands, no one who seeks God, no one who does good. The Scriptures tell us that even after the flood, even after only Noah and his family are left, that God still saw that every inclination of man's heart was evil from childhood. Folks, you're lying to yourself if you think that you have somehow have the ability to live in a way that pleases God. You're kidding yourself if you believe that your heart and your life are somewhat better than the other folks around you. And that in some way, however small, that you are deserving of at least some of the blessings of God that He pours down upon you. Yes, I think that if Martin Luther were to be back with us today, he would start his reformation among us by reforming our understanding of ourselves and our understanding of sin. I think he would start by having us take a long, hard, honest look into the mirror of God's law, so that we could each once again see our sin. Because you see, folks, if you don't get sin right, you will never get our Savior right. If we don't understand the depth of our sin, we're never going to understand the deliverance of our Savior. Paul said that Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom he was the worst. Jesus said that it's only the sick who need a doctor, and thus he came to call sinners to repentance. No sooner had Adam and Eve fallen into sin than God promised to send them a Savior. The Son of God came in this world as a man to suffer and to die on account of our sin, to forgive us of our sins, to rise from the grave to give us victory over sin and death, and over the penalty of our sin, of course, which is death. the sacrifice of Jesus and the victory of Jesus were both in response to the sins of man. We are the reason for Christ's suffering. And we are also the benefactors of that suffering. But you have to understand the effects of our sin in order to understand the cost of our salvation. Most people, and even in many churches, they don't like to talk about sin. They view it as an unpopular and unnecessary topic. They'd rather focus on God's love, God's acceptance, God's kindness and such. The only problem with that is that apart from our sin, there's no need for Jesus. Apart from the punishment for our sin, there's no need for the sacrifice of Jesus. You get rid of our sin, you get rid of our Savior. And so, as Luther was well aware, if we diminish the depravity of our sin, we then also diminish the power and the love of Jesus. May that never be so among us. May we be so reformed in our understanding of sin that we might grow in our gratitude and our love for Jesus every day to the glory of God the Father. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, amen.